Mags and Bags, written by Sanjeev Kohli and Donald McCleary. Episode 5, Ayabasa Allen.
Dave, how goes Operation Tidy Up?
Not bad, not bad. I've retrieved what I believe to be a bunny tort.
Fairy hats, a bunny tort? When did we last clean the front edge?
Properly. I'm getting flashbacks to Martha and the Muffins, so it must have been the early 80s.
Bunny tort, eh? Collector's item. We could sell it on eBay and fund our retirement. Sell it on eBay, bunny tort.
Shut up! No, you couldn't. What is it with you old people on eBay?
Oh, I found a half-suck Strepsil in the tread of my Reeboks. I bet I could sell it and go on a cruise.
No, you couldn't, you dunce.
Was it a pineapple Strepsil? They're quite collectible.
Shut up!
Anyway, it might not be a bunny tot. It might be a tutti frutti that's shriveled with age.
Yes, that's right, because sweeties get smaller with age, like people. Hello, lovely Sue.
Hello, lovely Sue.
What are you doing in the window, Dave? Are you for sale?
OMG! That was such an obvious thing to say.
Oh, Sanjay, you battered vacuum. Unless you have an extensive list of alternative zingers for the customers to use, keep your shoes dry.
And anyway, Sanjay, it wasn't that obvious. I was focused on the task at hand. Never occurred to me that somebody might want to buy me. It's funny.
Yes, it was a sideways look at Dave's situation. Like a live-action Fred Bassett. Well done, lovely Sue.
Dave's situation? What is Dave's situation?
Oh, he's just doing the bicentennial deep cleaning of the front shop. Anyway, what can we do for you, lovely Sue?
Well, I'm here to spread the good word.
Oh, dear.
Get out.
Oh, no, no, not that. Look, your face pure fell like a sieve from a window. No, I'm an atheist. My dad was actually murdered by a vicar. So, what I'm here to spread the good word about is Ayabasa.
Oh, what happened to you, Sue? Did you stave your toe?
You don't stave your toe, Ramesh. You stub your toe.
Oh, right. What do you stave then?
Your finger. You stave your finger and you stub your toe. It's like the old rhyme. Stave your finger, stub your toe. That's how I remember it anyway.
Right. Did you stub your toe, Sue?
No. It's the new dance fitness craze, Ayabasa.
Oh, right. Like the Zumba, is it?
It's nothing like Zumba, right?
Oh, fair enough.
Zumba's yesterday's news. Zumba's so 5 minutes ago. Zumba's so pure in Oxfam's window.
OMG, get your hatred for Zumba.
It's Ayabasa now, Sanjay. That's where the smart money is. And you are looking at Lenzie's premier Ayabasa instructor.
Very nice.
It's just me doing it, so...
So, what is Ayabasa when it's at its grands?
Aye, Sue, sell it to us. Sell us Ayabasa.
Are you ready to wiggle yourself into shape? Then say hello to Ayabasa. The Ayabasa program is an exhilarating and effective German-inspired calorie-burning rhythm party that's getting millions of people on the Ayabasa train. Next stop, fitness. Toot, toot. Do you like it?
Sounds smashing. Oh, look, is that another bunny tot there?
Oh, bunny tots. I haven't seen one of them in years. You could sell that on eBay. Retire to the Caymans.
Shut up!
Was it a bunny tot, Dave? 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 Are you right?
Amy made me do it.
What? Dave!
Well, all the blood tests are back, and you're basically and fundamentally of sound Boddington, Mr. Legg.
Oh, please, call me Dave. You've seen my thighs.
Yes, yes, quite, quite. Ah, but there was one fly in the old ointment. That is vis-a-vis that old rascal, Mr. Cholesterol.
Oh, dear. Really?
Yes. He's a bit of a pest, Mr. Cholesterol. I always imagine him as quite a tall, reedy fellow in a top hat, being unscrupulous, you know, shoving his way to the front of the basket-only queue in Waitrose past an elderly lady with quite a severe hunch.
I take it Mr. Cholesterol doesn't have a basket.
No, no, no. A trolley. Packed to the rafters with ready meals, full-fat pop, pre-cooked meats, the naughty foods. In any case, I'm very much afraid that Mr. Cholesterol, the sod, has come a knock-knock-knocking on the door of your remaining life, Dave.
Oh, dear.
Worry ye not, for the fair lady medicine has the sword of pharmacology to stab you back to... Oh, dear. I tend to tangle myself up in imagery a wee bitty smidgen.
Oh, no, I was enjoying it. I'll be honest, Dr. Gege can be a bit brusque. Just the facts, you know. Oh. Athlete's foot, script, next. But you, I was like looking at a tapestry. I would have fair enjoyed it if my life wasn't hanging in the balance.
Oh, your life's not in the balance. Your cholesterol is just a little bit high. Just needs a bit of a judicious pruning. Perhaps you could think of shedding a few of the old Poundingtons?
Aye, I suppose I have let myself go a little bit, and I'm not getting any younger. None of us are.
Actually, I have a patient who is getting younger.
Oof.
Yes, Sandra Luckhurst suffers from retroprogeria. Started life as a gran and is on the fast track to becoming a tiny tot.
What, really?
No, made it up. None of us are getting any younger, Dave. That is how time works. Yeah, Sandra died on Tuesday, sadly, at the ripe old age of 91.
Oh, shame. God rest her soul. Did she shrink at all in her dotage?
Yes, actually, yes, a few inches.
So, people are like sweets then? Oh, that's Dana, isn't it?
Well spotted. Something's cooking in the kitchen by, as you say, Dana. The fifth Ronnie.
What did you just say?
The fifth Ronnie? Dana? That is unorthodox.
Yeah, I thought it was the received wisdom that Elkie Brooks was the fifth Ronnie.
Yes, the first Ronnie, Barker. Second Ronnie, Corbett.
I think that Corbett gets short shrift.
No, the first Ronnies are always placed alphabetically, Loke. It is not a judgment call.
Then you move into the non-Ronnie Ronnies. The third Ronnie, Barbara Dixon.
The governor.
Fourth Ronnie, Elaine Page. Who, with La Dixon, formed a powerhouse double act?
Yes, for a brief time, Page and Dixon were the two Ronnies.
Wasn't it good?
Oh, so good.
And then the fifth Ronnie, I would have said, was Elkie Brooks.
Aye, Brooks is five. That's textbook. Although it's not actually formally documented in any way. It's just 50-somethings talking on Mum's net.
Yes, and according to the same fictional textbook, Dana is the sixth Ronnie.
I presented a very compelling argument, but I didn't budge. The good thing was we had conflicting opinions, but we still respected each other.
Well, I don't know what they're teaching them in medical school these days.
He's a good guy. I was in there for an hour. He's funny, you know, he smells great. Plus, guess what he had in his consulting room? He had a moving Alan on his desk.
He's a grown man. What's he doing with an action figure on his desk?
He collects them.
Really?
Yeah, he's got loads. I think the one on his desk was a scuba Alan originally, but he's removed the scuba gubbins and customised it into outpatient Alan. He uses it as a diagnostic tool. I was able to point to the part of my napper that I hit when I fainted.
Why couldn't you just point at your own napper?
The outpatient Alan's more fun. It's interactive. Plus, you gave me a cocktail stick to point with. It's probably more useful for your venereal diseases and what have you, but it was a lot of fun.
But why are you so impressed? You have at least 30 moving islands that I know of.
He's got around 120. He keeps the rest in a big, massive Perspex case at the house. He does massive war reconstructions with them. He's a good guy. I like him. I think I've clicked with him.
Yes, good, but are you going to live?
Aye, I've to send Mr. Cholesterol-y Bots away with plenty to think about and I've to lose a wee bit of weight, but other than that, I'm not going to die.
Well, that is good news. Ah, Mrs. Begg, how are we this morning?
I'm absolutely raging.
Oh.
I've started the Ayabusa and it's put me on the back foot.
All right, so it's catching on, is it?
Yes. It's an exhilarating and effective German-inspired, calorie-burning rhythm party that's getting millions of people on the Ayabusa train. Next stop, fitness. Toot toot, apparently.
Is it like Zumba?
It's nothing like Zumba, right?
All right.
So why are you raging?
Aye, I thought it was the endorphin rush.
Ah, yes. The endorphins are cracking. And you could bounce a 10 pence off me arse. And I can fit into me slutty boob tube. Though yous'll not be seeing it. It's not for daytime consumption.
So, what is upsetting you then, eh? What is making Marge raging?
Well, I've had to swear off the chocolate, haven't I? And I didn't think that was part of the deal. And I don't like not eating chocolate. Because I like eating chocolate.
Oh, no. No chomp. You haven't sworn off celebrity magazines as well, have you?
Oh, no. In many ways it helps. Seeing John Barryman's wobbly arse emerging from the Adriatic, it's quite incentivising.
So, you will take a Grazie?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
And an isotonic Lucozid Sport. But not the blue one. And a Grazie. Raging.
So, is it ladies only at the Ayabusa?
Well, personally, I'd have Manhattan transfer on a sort of substitute bench. I never assign them as Ronnie's.
Well, you're a maverick, I'll give you that.
Anyway, enough of this Ronnie banter. What's concerning you, Mr. Legg? I'm assuming this wasn't just a social visit.
Oh, no, no. The thing is, they say when you start a new exercise regime, you should seek your GP's advice, so that's why I'm here.
Oh, right. It does say that on the leaflets, but I don't think anyone's ever actually done it, ever.
Aye, well, it's the Ayabasa that I'm doing.
And who is Mr. Ayabasa?
Well, I would say Mrs. Ayabasa. It's quite lady-centric. It's a calorie-burning rhythm party that's getting millions of people on the Ayabasa train. Next stop, fitness, toot toot, seemingly.
Right, right. Is it like Zumba?
It's nothing like Zumba, right? Seemingly.
Well, I'd like to advise you, but I mean something of an Ayabasa vacuum. And by that I mean I've never clapped eyes on this Mrs. Ayabasa fella.
Oh, right.
What kind of moves are involved in the workout? Could you possibly show me on the outpatient, Alan?
Well, I'd love to, but I've not been myself yet, so I don't know.
Oh, well, I can't really help you then.
Why don't you come with me?
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
It's a new craze sweeping Lindsay. Might be a laugh.
I'll take it under advisement, Mr. Legg.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I don't live far from the Gay and Lesbian Drop-In Centre, so after our Ayabasa session, we could have a look at my Allens. I mean, it's not as big as your collection of Allens, but...
Oh, right. Which Allens do you have?
Well, I've got the War Reporter, Alan.
Oh, yes, I've got him. I fancy he's based on George Alagaya, but they've not explicitly stated that for copyright or reasons, though.
All right, well, do you have the tram, Alan?
Got.
Reggae Reggae, Alan?
Got.
Mayor Alan?
Got.
Cyclist Alan?
Got.
Wesley Snipes Alan?
Got.
Ramp Alan?
Got.
People's Princess Alan?
Got.
Dentist Alan?
Doubler.
Woody Allen Alan?
Got.
Male Nurse Alan?
Got.
Wall Street Alan?
Got.
Judge Alan?
Got.
Wacko Alan?
Oh, need.
Woof! Have you not got Wacko Alan?
I've never even seen one. I mean, I've heard stories. We've all heard stories.
Aye, well, we had a job lot in the shop. We had a visit from a pal's nephew, Wacko. He was something of a Wacko fan, and he sourced them.
Oh, if only I'd met you sooner. Well, this I must see. Ayabasa it is, followed by a meeting of the Allens.
Ah, that's a full evening in anyone's book.
Well, why don't you come to mine? I could make my famous lasagna.
What's that?
It's a lasagna that I make. It's quite good.
Okay, then. You're on, Dr. Southwell.
Call me Titus.
You should have seen it, Ramesh. We did a reconstruction with the Allens. The standoff in Tiananmen Square.
You are mental?
Oh, it was great, Sanji. You could feel the tension in the air. It was North Sea Rescue, Alan. He was a heroic boy standing in front of the tank. And we had Air Steward Alan driving the tank. And all the other Allens were lined up as members of the Communist Party watching the drama unfold.
Dave? The Uncle Ben's range will not alphabetize itself.
I've never expected it to.
No, I mean, can you do it?
Aye, aye, I'm all over it. Then, as if we weren't having enough fun already, he wheels out his famous lasagna.
What's famous about it?
Well, it's a lasagna he makes, and it's quite good.
Hello, Mrs. Armstrong. Oh, that's a jazzy T-shirt.
I don't even know what's on it. I got it out of the big Asda. It was £4. I just like the colours.
OMG, it's actually quite good. It's Sportacus out of Lazytown, dressed as Osama bin Laden. Love it. It's an edgy mashup.
Is that a good thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, thanks very much. I just wear it for the Ayabasa, you know, to soak up all the sweat. Because it's a hell of a workout. Am I right, Dave? Big arms.
Woo-hoo!
And we're tarring the road. Tarring the road.
Actually, I would rather you didn't tar the road in the shop.
Oh, sorry. Can't help myself, Ramesh. It's that addictive. Here, Dave. Who was your friend?
Aye, that's my bud, Dr. Southwell. He's the new locum. He's replacing Dr. Geggy.
What's happened to Dr. Geggy?
Well, he said he's gone interrailing, but I saw him in Dunn Stores dressed as a lady, so...
Well, your friend's quite a dish. He could analyse my white blood cell count for autoimmune deficiencies any day of the week.
What?
And just saying in a roundabout way that he looked quite nice.
Yes, I'm sure he was lovely. But were you planning on making a purchase, Mrs. Armstrong?
Oh, yes, yeah. Do you carry Rivetus? You know, the wee sweet onion ones?
Sold out, actually.
Oh, that's a blow. I still water, then. Got to keep hydrated. And we're rehydrating! That means I'm going to have a wee drink of water. See you later.
Bye-bye, Ayabasa, pal.
Yes, goodbye.
Oh, no, Dad. What's wrong with your face?
Nothing. Everything is punky peachy.
And we're waving to the Duke of Edinburgh, and we're bowing to the Queen. Wave to that Duke and Autobahn.
Right, we're out of Rivitas. I'm going to gift those.
I'll go.
No, you are clearly too busy waving to that Duke of Edinburgh and remembering some unremarkable lasagna.
Oh, no.
What?
You're jealous? Totally jealous? Pure green-eyed monster?
What am I jealous of?
Dave's new pal! Dave's new pal! Dave! Dad's jealous of your new pal.
Don't be daft. You're not jealous, are you, Ramesh?
Why didn't you invite me to Ayabasa?
Well, I didn't think you'd be interested.
Why would I not be interested?
Well, you like badminton. Badminton's your thing.
You're clutching at shoes, Dave. Badminton is not my thing. I may play badminton, but I'm not a badminton player. And I'm sorry that I don't collect moving islands. And I'm sorry that my lasagna isn't famous.
What? It's not about that, Ramesh.
Isn't it?
Awkward.
Come tonight, then. Come to Ayabasa tonight.
No, it's too late. You should have asked me before.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I didn't think.
No, Dave, you didn't.
Ayabasa! Check out the T-shirt. Rolly Mo out the thimbles fighting zombies with a chainsaw. Edgy. Have that. Somebody died.
So, Titus, you excited?
I think it's fair to say that Mr. Excitement has made a house call with a bag of adrenaline.
I love that chat. Straight off the bat as well. Now, I know that the other Wacko Allens are in the back shop somewhere. I think they're under the big bag of schmackos.
Oh, Wackos under the schmackos? Was that deliberate?
Actually, no. Oof. It's like Dr. Seuss.
Not happy with that, Dave.
Really?
Not a real doctor. Him and his ilk. When was the last time Dr. Seuss deployed a rectal thermometer,
I see your point.
No, they're all frauds. The BMA are less than plussed. Zeus is on the hit list, along with Dr. Fox, Dr. Hook, Dr. Who, Dr. J, Dr. Spocter, Dr. Alban.
Is Dr. Alban not a dentist?
What of it?
Anyway, we'll just juke into the back shop and get your wacko. We'll need to be quick, though, because it's DM Wednesday.
DM?
Aye, Diagnosis Murder. You wouldn't like it. It's full of fake doctors. But me and Ramesh like to take time out to enjoy Diagnosis Murder of a Wednesday with a wee cup of tea and an ons club. Well, I have an ons club. He has a raisin club and I say, Fly Cemetery, and we laugh, because it's funny. Kind of become a tradition, you know.
Indeed.
Aye, there's loads of banter, loads of back and forth, because that's how me and Ramesh operate. It's like telepathy. He'll always say, you know that Dick Van Dyke that was in Chitty 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 Bang Bang? Always throws in the extra chitty. Very Ramesh. Then I point out that the bubble at the end of Van Dyke's nose, and I'll humorously speculate that it might burst, and a spider might come scuttling out. And then Ramesh points at the young boy in the show and says, do you know that is Dick Van Dyke's actual son? And it is! It's his actual son!
I quite understand. Well, bring forth the Wacko Allen, and I shall leave you to your fake doctor extravaganza.
Right.
Now, what happened here?
Sorry I'm late, Ramesh. I just need to do one thing and then... Oh! Hello, Bradger.
Oh, hi, Dave, etc. Why didn't anyone tell me about this? What a lunchtime treat, etc.
All right. So you're watching the whole show, are you? The whole hour?
Well, of course he's staying for the whole hour. He must find out what happens to Catherine Helmond.
What are you munching there, Jeff?
The Orange Club, etc. Ramesh has already horsed his Fly Cemetery.
It was a humour.
Oof.
Jeff, you know the distinguished older actor there, huh? Playing the lead?
Yes, etc.
This is Dick Van Dyke, do you know? From Chitty 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 Bang Bang.
Oof.
Oh, thank you. That's been killing me, etc.
And look at this hooter. bulbous in nature, isn't it?
Oh, it's quite bulbous, etc.
Yes, it's bulbous. Imagine if it were to burst and a spider were to come scuttling out.
I see that.
Stop it, Ramesh. Very ticklish,
etc. Brajev, see that young fella there with the lantern jaw?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's...
Yes. He is the son of Van Dyke.
What, in the show?
Yes, Jeff. And in real life?
No! Etc.
So, Jeff, what do you think of that?
Well, it's a solid gold. Count me in.
So, you will come back next week?
Oh, try and stop me, etc.
Dave, did you want something?
Actually, yes. I came here to get a Wacko Allen for my best pal, my busy mate, Titus.
Good.
I know.
Oh, Wacko Allen! Remember them? My late father-in-law collected all the Allens. They're up in the attic now, etc. I'm no bothered. As far as I can see, it's just playing with dolls.
It's not playing with dolls. It's a window into history. Me and Titus reenacted the Kennedy assassinations. Jack and Bobby. It was very tense.
Will this take long, Dave? You are rustling the schmeckos.
Well, the wackos are under the schmeckos.
Oh, it's like Dr. Seuss in here, etc.
He's not a real doctor!
Hiya, Dave.
Oh, hi, Sue. Another busy night.
I know. The Ayabasa train's pure stowed out. Running a wee bit late tonight. Derek's got it into his head that he's soluble. So he was a nightmare at bath time. There's Mrs. Meaty all up the walls. So, where's your wee pal tonight?
Not sure. We booked the ping pong table for a pre-Ayabasa game, but it never showed.
Right. More space for us to do the goose, eh, Dave?
And we're doing the goose.
See you in there.
Oh, Ramesh.
Dave?
So, is this you getting on the Ayabasa train, then?
Yes, it was Jeff's idea. He thinks I've been piling on the old beef tyres.
Well, you look fine to me.
Thanks.
I like your T-shirt. It's edgy.
Yes, it's sort of Sanjay's. It's Tweety Pie with a headband on playing Russian roulette.
Whatever next.
Dr. Southwell not joining you?
Aye, but I don't know where he's got to. Where's Brajev?
Meeting him here. He's running late, etc.
Oof.
What?
Nothing.
Ayabasa!
Oh, that's us. Suppose we better go in. You coming, Ramesh?
After you, Dave.
Hello, Lindsay! Are you on the Ayabasa train?
Yes!
I can't hear you!
Yes!
Can I hear a toot toot?
Toot toot!
Right, chaps and chapesses, you are now entering the Ayabasa zone. Let's fill this room with Lindsay sweat and patching on the spot.
Oh, hello, Ramesh! What are you doing here?
Yes, I've come to see what all the fuss is about.
Hey, I like your T-shirt.
Oh, thank you. What is on yours?
I think it's a Smurfette in a biker's jacket. It's quite a funny concept, that. A Smurf that's gone off the rails, drinking and smoking and experimenting with drugs and that. It makes me laugh every time.
Too much loud talking from Smurfette there. And shoot that gun, shoot that gun. Can I get a shoot that gun?
Shoot that gun.
Get those gunshot, that's what they're there for. All right, can I hear a machine gun?
I can't do a machine gun. I can do a single-shot pistol, though, if I'm pushed.
Pew! Pew! You feeling it now, Lindsay? You feeling the burn? You feeling it, Mr. Hepworth? Keith? Ted? Alok? Let's step up a pace, shall we, everyone? Hydrate, Mrs. Armstrong. That means drink your water.
I know.
Here we go. Taking it to the next level. Ayabasa! Right now, get those feet in the air, knees straight, Ayabasa! Kick your height. If you can't kick your height, kick Mrs. Armstrong's height.
You cheeky bugger!
Have to say, Dave, this is most invigorating.
Aye, glad you came, Ramesh.
Me too, Dave. Me too.
Less of the chat now, Tweety Pie.
Sorry.
That's it, come on. Now keep on marching. And reach for the stars. Ayabasa! And reach for the stars. That's it. Just the right arm now, Mr. Hepworth. Point the fingers, and point, and point, and point.
Oh, yeah.
And we're placing the beef pentathletes.
Place those pentathletes.
Placing, placing, placing. And we're bending for the Aberdeen Angus skeleton.
Bending, bending, bending.
You know, they said Ayabasa was addictive, but I didn't believe them, huh? The Ayabasa community...
And it is a community.
Yes, it is a community, has taken Lenzi to a new level. Oh, hello, Jeff.
Hello, bra, Jeff.
Hello, etc. I was just wondering if you had heard from Titus at all.
Ach, well, to be honest with you, Jeff, I had a bit of a parting of the ways with Dr. Southwell.
Oh, right. It's just that he's disappeared off the face of the planet. I thought I'd clicked there, thought I had a new pal. Round his house, three nights running, etc. Have you tried his famous lasagna? Oh.
Yes, Jeff, I have.
It's a mystery.
Jeff, did you by any chance show Dr. Southwell your Allens?
I did, actually. He was round two nights ago. I just gave him the lot, because I'm not that bothered, etc. Glad for the space.
Right. So he's had your Allens off you, then?
Uh-huh, etc.
Well, I don't think you'll be hearing from Dr. Southwell again.
What? You mean...
Yes, Jeff. He was only interested in you for your Allens.
I feel violated, etc.
Hi, guys. Listen, no time for chat. I just want to put up this notice.
What's that? Ayabasa's cancelled.
Oh, it is when I had got on the distinct train. Well, when is it on again?
Never.
Oh, dear. Something happened?
Has Derek finally gone over the edge?
No, Derek's fine. I'm having to cancel Ayabasa because it turns out it's inspired by Hitler. So...
What? Hitler? Really?
Seemingly.
No. We are against Hitler in here.
No, not a fan.
Me neither. So that's it. Finished. I mean, obviously it's a good thing that we've stamped out the ugly spectre of Dan's racism.
Oh, stamped.
But Muggins here has been left with a 6-month block booking for the hall.
Oof ye.
Oh, and I was just getting into it, huh? Paint that conservatory and...
Second coat, I know.
So, are you aware of the, let me think, Wok-Wo?
Wok-Wo?
Aye, Wok-Wo. It's the new aerobic workout sensation that's taking this shop by storm.
Is it racist?
No, far from it.
Dave, what is Wok-Wo?
W-O-C-W-O, Ramesh. The Wall of Crisps Workout.
Ah.
We'll show you two. Ready? And we're stretching for the chicken tombstones.
And we're dipping for the beef dolphins.
And
chutney windmills.
Strong arms.
Woo!
And salt and shake.
And salt and shake. And salt and shake. And salt and shake. And salt and shake. And salt and shake. And salt and shake. And salt and shake.
Bags, Mags and Bags with Ramesh, played by Sanjeev Kohli, Dave by Donald McCleary, Sanjay by Omar Raza, Alok by Sushil Kumar, Mrs. Begg by Marge Hogarth, Lovely Sue by Julie Wilson-Nimmo, Mrs. Armstrong by Maureen Carr, Brad Jeff by Stephen McNichol and Dr. Southwell by Kevin Eldon. The producer was Gus Beattie. Fags, Mags and Bags is a Comedy Unit production for BBC Radio 4.